Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning!
Morning, D.A., how are you?
What's up, the anchor? Mission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty?
It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
D.A., how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling, everybody in Bogish?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
All right, it's Sean Morash-Meraz here with Bogish on the D.A. show on CBS Sports Radio on this Target Demo Friday. It's never too early to do NFL training camp, offseason, all that stuff that goes at the football wheel continues to turn. And one of the best at that is Michael Lombardi from VSiN. He joins us now this morning. Mike, happy Friday to you, man.
Well, thank you. Happy Friday to you guys, too. Hope all is well.
Yeah, for sure. So let's just get right into what's been, I think, the story of the last 2 weeks. Fact from fiction. I mean, is what's going on in Buffalo really about Stephon Diggs as a wide receiver looking for more say in the playbook? And if it is, I mean, at what point does this juice not be worth the squeeze for the Bills having to deal with that kind of nonsense?
Well, I think, look, all receivers want the ball, and they all think they want it in the frame of, you know, we can help the team. And, you know, part of the job as a coordinator is, you know, you've got a guy that people want to double. You have a guy that they know going into the game, they have to take him out of the game, and you've got to find creative ways to get him the football. And I think ultimately that's probably the rub. I mean, Diggs has always been a guy that wants the ball. You know, he had 154 targets last year. He had 164 the year before. He had 166 the year before that. So, you know, he's getting thrown the ball quite a bit. But I think when you look at it, he's got to be able to have a better production in terms of catch percentage, which is a key number in football. You know, in 2-3 years ago, he was at 77, almost 77% in catch percentage. Last year, he was down to 70. The year before, he was really bad at 62.8%. So, you know, I think it's Dorsey's job to really demonstrate that how are they going to improve and how are they going to get him the football.
Does this little drama here affect what you think they're going to be during the actual season, Mike?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. You know, I mean, I think this will work its way through. You know, they obviously know that he has to get the football, and they'll get it to him. I think the bigger issue is going to be, you know, Leslie Frazier left because he wanted to call the defense. That's kind of was in his domain when he went there. And Sean McDermott wanted to take over the play calling, which he's now going to do, which caused Leslie Frazier to say, look, I'm done here. I'm leaving. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how Sean McDermott manages the game and calls the defensive games.
Michael Lombardi, also the host of the GM Shuffle podcast. Mike, from a front office perspective, where do you stand on the way basically front offices seem to be unanimously viewing the running back position and second contracts and how to pay them, as we have the Saquon, obviously that extension deadline coming to an end. Dalvin Cook flat out gets released. Do you think that we are almost going to reach the point where we start realizing we're completely undervaluing the position?
Well, I think there's just a completely wrong narrative out there. I mean, nobody realizes, but this year there's 10 running backs making over $10 million a year. In the last two seasons before this year, there was only three. So there's only been six running backs over the last 2 years before this year that were making over $10 million. We've actually increased the amount of pay to go into running backs. Now, the narrative wouldn't support that because nobody does any research on actually what's getting paid. The real issue is they don't think they're getting paid enough. They're all getting paid. They just don't think they're getting paid enough. And the reason their number in the franchise isn't going higher is because running back shelf life isn't great. They don't get that second contract. They don't get that huge bump. You know, there is a thing in economics. We studied this in school. It's called supply and demand. And there's a lot of running backs. So the supply is huge. And the demand is not as great as the supply. So prices come down. It's just simple economics. There's no agenda here. Like, the owners have clearly given the players the formula for what gets paid. This is why tight ends, like, you're going to hear Kyle Pitts complaining when it's time for him to redo his contract because he's really a wide receiver, but he's tagged a tight end. I mean, now the Chiefs have worked around this with Kelce because he's not really a tight end either. He's a wide receiver, but they pay him like a wide receiver. So you've got to understand that. And the fall part that comes through this is sometimes guys – like Kyle Pitts, like Travis Kelce, guys that are really receivers that are put in the tight end category, Evan Ingram, they're getting cheated because essentially they're receivers. They're not tight ends. Running backs just get paid. I mean, look, there's 10 of them this year, and that doesn't count Cook, who will get paid eventually.
Michael, I want to go back to what you were talking about with Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott, with Sean running the defense in Buffalo. We've got Mike McCarthy calling plays on offense in Dallas. Generally speaking, as a GM, if your head coach came to you and said, I want to do this play call, would you think that's a good idea?
Well, I would ask him, how are we going to manage the game? You know, how are we going to manage the game? Look, I think football is a game of three dimensions, right? Offense, defense, kicking game. And then the fourth dimension is the clock, which those four things kind of have to work together. And so you've got to be able to understand it. McDermott took over the play call with 13 seconds left to go in Kansas City. I mean, he took it over at that point, and that didn't work out well. And they didn't manage the situational game as well as they needed to. So I think, to me, it's how it's going to be aligned. For McCarthy, I think it's a good move because I think you got to manage the game accordingly to your defense. I think you got to manage the game to your offense. And I think what happened in Dallas too often is they just let the game become, oh, we're just going to throw it. Let's take an example. There's 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter of the San Francisco game. Dallas is down. They need a touchdown. All right? They start to drive off. Now, everybody thinks they got to be in hurry up 2 minutes. They don't. They need a first down. Why? Because if they punt the ball back to the 49ers have the best inside the 20 punter in the league. They have the best punter. So if we get the ball back and we stop them, we may have time. We won't have timeouts. But we're going to have the ball at the 9-yard line and have to go 91 yards to score to win this game. That's almost impossible. So when you start that drive, you got to start with the mindset, look, we're going to try to get a first down, and then we're going to get going. But what do? They throw three incomplete passes, and the next thing you know, they got a punt. Where do they get the ball? Inside the 20. So when you have an offensive coordinator who's only interested in getting first downs and not managing the game, it becomes a problem. That's why the Kellen Moore change. That's why McCarthy's calling plays.
Does it surprise you that of 32 teams, the NFL can't find a single one that is basically willing to give behind-the-scenes access for Hard Knocks here?
No, I don't think it does, because I think it really exposes things. You know, I think guys have lost their jobs over it. I mean, you remember when Herm Edwards was sitting there with Dick Curl trying to decide whether who was going to be a starting quarterback?
Yes.
You think he ever recovered from that?
Yeah,
I mean, it was almost comical, right? And so the theatrics for television puts the coaches in a bad light. And then the fans lose faith in the coach, right? And so I think it is a little bit of a problem, and I think you got to be able to handle it well. You know, you're getting an inside peek on what goes on behind the scenes, and you got to come away with that feeling like, okay, this is really good. I'm sure if we went and filmed the Pittsburgh Steelers, you would walk away saying, Mike Tomlin's a man now. He's a leader. He commands the room. But sometimes you're going to walk away saying, how'd that guy get that head coaching job?
Yeah. Hugh Jackson was one of those, too, when the Browns did. That was a terrible.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, so, like, don't, you know, I think to me, you know, look, Dan Campbell, everybody fell in love with the hard kneecap, hitting the kneecaps. But at some point, this is an intellectual game. This is chess on grass. How are we thinking our way through the problem?
You know, Michael, I was going to kind of jokingly point out that we had Joe Theismann on the show yesterday, and on his own, Joe transitioned into an NBA draft preview. But then I was scrolling through your Twitter feed, and you've got a Zion take on your feed. So you can do NBA as well with us right now?
Well, I mean, I love the NBA. I think it's really a clinic on how to build a team. I think you learn a lot from everybody's when you can watch other people in the draft. I've studied the NBA. I'm a huge NBA fan. I am a rehab 76er fan that has gone to rehab multiple times because of the tremendous, complete failure of the process, which even Doc Rivers admitted that it was, and they still haven't recovered from this concept that we're going to lose, but everything's going to be okay. You know, we have no culture. And I've lived through the horrendous picks of Fultz and Sean Bradley and all that. So, yeah, I am a basketball fan.
So are you okay with moving on from Doc then?
Yeah, I mean, to me, Doc wasn't – to me, Doc's a coach that he needs veterans. He's never going to develop any young players. And so you say, well, he developed Maxey. Well, the only reason he developed Maxey is because he had to put him in a game. He didn't play Maxey the entire year until he had to at the end of the season. And I think, to me, one of the jobs of a head coach is during the season is to figure out, how do I get this team ready to play and win playoff games? What do I need to do today? I might have to lose two or three games now to win a playoff game. And that was never Doc's forte. Doc wanted to roll the ball out there and let the veterans play. So you got to have player development in all sports. I mean, you're not going to beat everybody just by the draft. I mean, this whole notion, I mean, last night you watched the worldwide leader. I mean, could there have been a worse coverage than you've ever seen in your life? I mean, seriously, like nobody told us anything. I mean, it's great. Everybody got interviewed. Everybody's great. But if you want to learn about team building, you're not going to watch that program. I mean, Woj is the only guy feeding us information and what's going on. And then the ridiculous NBA, you know, you don't even know. I mean, like this morning you wake up, Jordan Walsh, it says he's on the Kings, but he's really on the Celtics. Like, yeah. At some point, like, when do you realize, like, this is really hurting our fan base? You know, like, we're having a hard time. You got to go through the scroll to just figure out who's on what team.
Michael, which salary cap is more complicated, NFL or NBA?
I think the NBA more, but they're going to go to the harder cap. You know, they can go over the cap. The NFL, we go over the cap too. We have cash and cap, right?
Right.
So, you know, like teams like Tampa Bay, who went over the cap to win a Super Bowl, they're in cap hell now. Same with the Rams. I mean, the Rams haven't gone down to the bottom yet. They just guaranteed Matthew Stafford's $59 million. They're not a good team. And they only have a few good players. They are truly the Phoenix Suns, right? The Suns have five players under contract that basically take them over the cap. They have the rights to 12 guys. But at the end of the day, they're never going to be able to fill the team with enough veteran, with enough experience, because you can't win that way in the NFL and you can't win that way in the NBA. It's kind of like a fandom. You're just doing things ridiculously, you know. And so for me, the reason I talked about Zion Williamson is because, you know, what we fall in love with is talent. We love, oh, yeah, but the guy doesn't play. Like, you know, talent doesn't do you any good if he's sitting next to me. Like, it's like never driving a luxury car. You know, remember Ferris Bueller? They never took the car out, right?
Yes.
So, like, you've got to be able to get the car to get somewhere. And, well, you can't give up on talent. Well, Parcells often said, if, you know, once a player shows you who he is, believe him. And, like, seriously, do you really think that after he didn't play and then he got rewarded with a contract that he's really just going to come out and play like he did? He might play one good year and everybody will say, see, I told you so. But then there'll be no consistency or sustainability. The great Kobe Bryant said it best. Why would I pass the ball to a guy who shows up 5 minutes before practice and leaves right after practice?
Yeah, so true. Oh, and just going back to your time in New England, obviously you're familiar with that organization, Mike. They had DeAndre Hopkins in. He did leave the building. Who knows where Hopkins is going to come out. But this seems like a weird year from a fan's perspective where the Patriots feel almost like a certainty that they are the worst of the four teams on paper in the AFC East, which is crazy to say because Bill Belichick's still coaching them. Do you think they're DeAndre Hopkins away from being able to be in the mix with those other three teams?
No, I don't. I don't think that's the case. I mean, if you study their team and break down their defense, they're really good on defense, and they've gotten better. They had a really good draft. And they've got to improve their offensive line. If you said to me last year, what was the biggest problem besides the quarterback turning the ball over and the lack of offensive design, I would say the offensive line. They've got to fix that. And they can run the football. I mean, I think Dalvin Cook would be a great addition to go along with Rhamondre Stevenson. So if they had that, you know, they have Pierre Strong and they have Kevin Harris. But, you know, they had Damian Harris last year that kind of gave them the 1-2 punch. I think they kind of need that. Look, they're good on defense. They'll manage the game. They're really good in the kicking game. I would never count them out. I know the Jets are running away with it, even though under Robert Saleh's regime, he's won two AFC East games. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2010. Just so we keep this in perspective, the Jets organization, since they won the Super Bowl in 1968, has only been to the playoffs 13 times.
Yeah.
That's not the mark of a champion. So I think it takes – you got to get good before you get great.
You are speaking my language around here where I'm from to my Jet fan friends, Mike. Michael, thank you so much. Follow you on Twitter, at Michael Lombardi NFL. Check out his work for VSiN, and, of course, check out the GM Shuffle Pod. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks so much, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Michael.
Sorry, Bogus, if I cut you off.
Back-to-back NFL guys easily transitioning into the NBA.
How great is that?
What's going on here?
How great is that?
A lot of versatility.
Yeah. By the way, Lombardi, not very high on the Rodgers Jets, huh?
Yeah. Can I ask you a dumb question?
Sure.
Because maybe I missed it. Did we know about that Leslie Frazier wrinkle? Did I just not know that?
That he left Buffalo?
No, that he left because he didn't want to give up play calling duties.
You know what? Now that you said that, it sounded like something I knew in real time, and now you're making me second guess.
Right.
It was presented as I'm taking a year off.
I thought it was like a sabbatical.
Right. And he said it was because McDermott wants to call plays, and Frazier said, absolutely not. That's my job. And instead of, like, I guess, full resigning or getting fired, he just went home for a year.
So admittedly, I'm a mental puddle this week of processing.
Yeah.
For some reason, when he said that, it was like, oh, yeah, I knew that. But now that you say that, now that you're refreshing that in my brain, maybe we did not know that.
Because there were things like in the aftermath of me being in Ireland for 10 days and being not looking at my phone and stuff, there were things that I just straight up missed. And I thought maybe I missed it in that
all
window.
Right. Cap, Google that.
Right.
See if it's been said. If not, clip that video and put it
welcome.
Out. And Carlos, podcast that one up.
And they're not Oompa Loompas in The Wizard of Oz, as we fact-check throughout the show.
They are munchkins.
Yeah.
Like a Dunkin' Donuts donut hole.
Exactly. That's where they came from.
Yes. Munchkins, which I could use a few floating around the newsroom today, huh? No food anywhere.
I'll have to worry about food in a few weeks.
All right, enough. How many times are you going to do these
jokes?
No,
he's going to use salads only.
Salads, right. Baby.
Hey, right. 2 hours daily on SNY here in New York. You got to slim up.
That's right. That's right. There's the television component in that regard.
Dixieland Dan did tweet in, Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo. The Wicked Witch is coming for you. Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo. I've got some jeans full of poo for you.
It's a new theme song.
Somebody else did ask how we missed that. How do we not miss it?
It was Willy Wonka that happened.
That breathe. I let that sit there for a while.
There was a lot that happened in the A20 segment. A lot.
Which you'll hear in the epic fail.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When we come back.
The show's over. Target Demo Friday. No, not yet.
Should Damian Lillard want to stay in Portland now? And then we'll be back. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I got a big Chipotle bowl. I buried a whole bag of chips. I then proceeded to get a big ice cream sundae.
I had a mac and cheese, a truffolini, a chicken with cherry pepper and fresh mozzarella pie. And then I had an enormous cookie with Dunkaroo dipping sauce melted inside of it. And this followed the mozzarella sticks and big cold cut sandwich.
I had two hamburgers with bacon. And then I had a hot dog with coleslaw. And I had two pieces of corn on the cob, and then I had three Corona Lights.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sounds like a summer order to me, baby. It's a summer Friday here on the DA Show. 4th of July weekend. Well, it's not even a weekend. It's midweek. It's coming up next weekend. A crisp, warm 66 degrees here.
Max humidity, though, so that's impressive.
Yeah, I need that pool temperature up, man. Summer's going to be over before you know it.
It just started 2 days.
It's like 12 Sundays till the NFL, man. It flies through. I just thought of something very funny.
Call the Pete's good.
And Pete showed me how much he loved for me this week when he cried and I cried, so I feel comfortable saying this. Just looked up at Pete and I was reminded of who was the person that sent this thing and asked if Pete was wearing the glasses and nose disguise.
Yeah, we loved them too.
For whatever reason, it was a legitimate question that day.
Oh, it's unreal, man.
Well, it's not a disguise. That's a clever answer.
All right.
Fruit?
Greg Cassero will be in soon with his final update. He's just prepping to see who's going to go in the third round of the NBA draft tonight.
He also just got to game 3 of the NBA finals. So hang on.
In 88.
Oh, man.
Don't spoil it for him.
Oh, man. Gelato, I want to say we love our viewing audience, Twitch, YouTube, and
YouTube.
Rockin'.
YouTube.
We've had 2 new Twitch users since the Bob's Bar Show.
Ooh.
Shlomo with an Expos hat.
And your mom.
And ooh. I'm not doing Bob thing. So congrats to them over on Twitch.
Ooh,
boy, that family continues to grow, huh? I can't believe it's been a week since Bob's Bar, too. May it rest
in
peace.
What a week. A week of all weeks. Let me mute my YouTube stream here.
Yeah. And by the way, good thing. Today's supposed to be worse rain than last week.
I thought
and
that
we needed
yesterday.
The rain to wake Neil up last week.
True. That last night, playing a baseball game that I didn't think my son was going to play because of the weather, and it did end up raining, which angered EJ, right? Didn't EJ? He was angry Tuesday that it
EJ
didn't
says
rain.
If they say it's going to rain, it better rain.
It better rain. So yesterday, I actually would have agreed with him because I did not want to go anywhere last night, so we would have taken the rain out. But standing there, looking at grayish clouds, and we have a game tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday, and there's just rain everywhere.
Yeah.
I thought, man, good thing that this is not Bob's Bar weekend, because that would have not worked out well.
It would have stunk.
Although it's not raining right now.
It's not, which is good. Maybe I get the dogs out. Who let the dogs out? Who? Who? Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Hey, yippee-yo. One of the great... By the way, better... I'll give you 3 to pick. Better 90s pop. Who let the dogs out? It could be early 2000, whatever the year is. The I'm a Barbie girl.
Ooh.
Or okay. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
Not that one. That's out.
So it's only the first 2.
Yeah.
It's 2 questions.
Why? You don't like I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die.
Is that really the lyrics?
Yes.
Might be the lyrics, not the delivery. Might be off on both.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-ba-ba-da.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you need more things, though, Pete?
No.
All right. So not that one. So it's down to Who Let the Dogs Out or I'm a Barbie Girl in the Barbie World.
So here's why it's going to be Barbie.
Barbie Girl because in the movie Barbie World. Pete just got me the girl stepped on.
I didn't know that, how long that drop is.
I forgot I sung that already on this. On the show.
I'm a Barbie girl.
So give me an answer.
In the Barbie world.
How about none of them?
You got to pick one.
Well, I'm going to go with Barbie because the movie comes out next month. So
and it looks good.
And it looks like it's going
to. It does.
Yeah, it does look good.
You want to go?
So
nobody's
going to
go.
It's going to hit again.
Ask Evan. I can't pick Who Let the Dogs Out because.
The Mets lost the World Series thanks to it.
And yes. I was in the Yankee clubhouse. I've told this story. In the Yankee clubhouse with my little microphone, heartbroken that they just won the World Series at Shea Stadium. And those jerks stood in the circle, middle of their clubhouse, jumping up and down, spraying champagne, singing Who Knocked the Mets Out. So that's out.
Remember, we don't do New York sports here.
So by default, Barbie wins.
It's like when the Cardinals did it in 06, mocking Reyes, Jose, when they beat the Mets.
Mets really set themselves up well for failure.
With the song.
It's good.
You guys need to stop talking Mets.
That's true.
Well, we will.
Okay, so Barbie Girl it is then.
It is. Congratulations.
Wow.
I'm a Barbie Girl. in the Barbie world.
I would go blue. Now listen up. Here's a story about a little guy who lived in a blue car.
I'm blue, da-be-dee-da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-ba-ba-da, da-ba-dee-ba-ba-da, da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-ba-ba-da, da-ba-da, da-ba-dee-ba-ba-da, da-da.
Songs used to be so much more fun.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of fun.
Hold on. I got to pull it out. T.M. Lee Stanley on the really well-regarded YouTube chat points out that this is basically our Jody Mac segment when somebody calls in and asks him to rank the top five fill-in-the-blank songs. You just did top three 90s pop songs.
And guess what? That's
hey, ladies, any man's gonna get buck wild. Gonna go back and hit him up style. And again, around the last time. I don't know, last time.
That's me,
I'm going back to the 40s.
That's me doing a 45-second read, and I realize I have 5 seconds left, so I speed up the end.
And again, around the last time. I don't know, last time.
Okay. Well. So, there is a team that plays basketball in Portland. We're going to let Greg Caserta know about them, the Portland Trail Blazers. The third overall pick last night.
Clyde Drexler has left.
Yep. Daniel Stoudemire.
Long gone.
The Hornets, perhaps, stunningly, well, not to them, they take Brandon Miller over Scoot Henderson at that number two overall spot.
That leaves
the Blazers in a spot. It was.
Big.
Where is Damian Lillard staying? Is he going? This is going to be a wild offseason. But I think the Blazers are now in an excellent position because a couple things are going to, well, unless they do something stupid.
They're definitely in the driver's seat.
They should not, Bogues, trade Scoot Henderson just to please Damian Lillard to get him like pieces to win now. In my opinion, if Lillard still wants out, great. Trade for more assets and make this a team that you start building around Scoot Henderson and you hope that you've hit a home run here. Or Lillard wants to stay with Scoot Henderson. Lillard kind of shows him the ropes, and maybe the Blazers become a very fun, good team these next 2 years, and who knows? Maybe kind of Scoot Henderson takes off because he doesn't have to be the guy with Lillard, and they go on and on. In no realm, shape, whatever, now that the draft night is past, breaking news, Greg.
Is it?
Should Scoot Henderson be traded here going forward?
The NBA also has dumb rules. At some point, he can't be traded for a while, right? Like, you can trade him for a little bit. Either way, no.
Greg, do you know?
Bird rights.
Okay.
You're just yelling.
Yelling things.
CBA terms now. Trade exception.
Mini mid-level.
No, Scoot has to stay here. Scoot stays.
He's not going to scoot over anyway.
Lillard's got to go. It's time. I'll say it for him. Let's do it together.
It's not funny.
As P pointed out, maybe you package, you tack on a third-round pick to sweeten the deal because you're giving somebody a big Lillard contract. Yeah. But they just, it needs to be different. What did Michael Lombardi just say? About the process of going from bad to good to great? They haven't been bad enough yet. They got to go in the other direction to then go back in the right direction.
I would trade Lillard. I would see what Miami gives you on a ball. Now, again, you're not going to give them away. But you now think about this. You have a foundational piece that in theory should make sure that you are a good, relevant team for the next 10 years if you hit on the other pieces to build around them. It is not easy to do. There's not every draft that happens. I mean, you know, that Zion, John Morant, with all due respect, I mean, R.J. Barrett was the third pick.
Yeah.
Fine player for the Knicks. That was not somebody they were going to have to build around to do it. Scoot Henderson at third overall. You didn't have to win the lottery, and you got a guy that could have been a first overall pick in other drafts. Build it around him.
Yeah, that's make it. Him your new Lillard.
That's exactly it.
Mention him and Anfernee Simons and the other young guys, and Shaedon Sharpe. Make those guys the core. Bring in other things through Lillard. And then you go north.
The Portland swamp is no longer Lillard's pad. That's it. Scoot Henderson's team now. Greg Caserta is in it here.
I was flirting with the camera. I was told I have to show my watch. So this is my watch. You got that, Carlos?
It's a nice watch.
Why don't you also speak into the microphone as you do that?
I mean,
you wearing headphones?
No.
He's got nothing going on.
But this is my watch. It's a TW Steel.
Okay.
Don't know what that means.
I was told that the Twitch audience wanted to see the watch.
So we also have watches. They're in our pockets on our phones. You no longer need a watch anymore in 2023.
Well, it's really more for the outfit. Compliments the outfit.
Yeah, we see.
Nice sharp watch is not bad. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wearing a watch myself. So, but like,
watches are so out.
That is a nice watch now. Thank that I you. See it, but I still don't know what. I should know it's TWC.
No, it's just the name of the company.
Right, but is it a popular one? Like, you told me Rolex, I got you. Or,
I don't
like,
know
Tag
if it's
Heuer, Power.
Just know if you're wearing a watch out in public that's not like a Fitbitty Apple Watch, like an actual watch, people are judging you and thinking that you're too old-timey now. They're out
fashion. Well, they could get lost.
They're out fashion.
So you're speaking for everybody on that one.
They're out fashion.
Which he never does.
Many have said.
At least, though, you've lost the ID around your neck. At least that message got to
you. I haven't done it since then.
Good.
Yeah. That was one thing that you made me very self-conscious about.
Was what?
About the ID badge around the neck.
Yeah, well, now we're getting your chest hair around your neck.
Well, a little brown sugar for the audience.
Greg's
brown sugar! Brown sugar! Yeah! Yeah!
Well, on that note, the NBA draft ended firmly last night with so much to process. I mean, where to begin? New suits and a blinged out grill on that one guy. Greg Popovich had success with number one overall picks, David Robinson and Tim Duncan. So how will they deploy 7'5", number one pick, Victor Wembanyama?
More than O's and X's to begin with, we'll be most interested in setting a framework and an environment where he's comfortable, where he can be Victor. He's not LeBron or Tim or Kobe or anybody else. He's Victor, and that's who we want him to be.
Or Bob Cousy or Jerry West. They're just keep listing players. He's none of those guys.
He's Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Brandon Miller joins LaMelo Ball in Charlotte, and he's excited to get to work after being the Hornets' second overall pick.
He made me feel like a little brother away from home. So I feel like our bond would get closer, you know, just due to the past time, you know. I feel like we're always going to be together. If not, I'm probably around somewhere around him.
Scoot Henderson slid to the Blazers at number three, and he declared that he was the most NBA-ready player in the draft because of his time in the G League. Like we just talked about, Portland could still trade Damian Lillard, but they held pat and didn't flip the number three pick. The team that did the most pre-draft maneuvering was the Mavericks. They dealt the number 10 pick and Davis Bertans to the Thunder in exchange for a trade exception and the number 12 pick. They then flipped that trade exception.
I like it.
To the Kings, getting the 24th pick and 2 years left on reserve center Rashawn Holmes' contract.
Okay. But
those two
home.
Picks... Nice. Yeah, you're cool, dude.
Thank you.
Derek Lively, Duke freshman center at number 12. Marquette junior forward, Olivier Maxence. What's his last name?
Prosper.
It is Prosper.
You got the two harder parts.
Didn't you say Prospe before Prospe?
He said something ridiculous.
And he went.
I pretended I knew what I was saying.
He went number 24. The NBA is getting
bigger.
And you
bought it like an idiot.
The NBA is getting bigger, not necessarily better, but definitely bigger.
I tell you, folks, with me, nothing comes easy. You know, I can't lose any weight. I tried jogging. I keep running into restaurants.
Your mic's off.
Your mic's off.
Damn it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, dude.
Get headphones.
Where's Anaboni?
A lot. That's an insult.
TGIF.
To Anaboni.
No. No. Interesting career question, though. What is the more prominent job, Sean's seat at this place or Zanaboni MLS Radio? He's in his hometown. I don't know what he takes
Zanaboni.
Him away from play-by-play.
Zanaboni.
You think so.
Now, if you're talking about the physical seats, definitely Zamboni. You don't want to sit in Sean's
seat. It's not Zamboni. It doesn't flatten the ice. It's Zanaboni.
The real question is, who do you respect less?
Sean.
John.
That was quick.
That was really quick.
I don't even respect myself.
Bogus is on a different level today.
Bogus came in here with like anger today. I think he's had
no,
it.
No, I like when Bogus is
at. I think he got the email from DA last week that DA is going to return next week.
Yeah.
To do shows. And Bogus is like, enough with the Sean goodbye party.
That was the turning point. I'm Team Sean until that email. For me and Pete, I'm on the other side.
How many shows left?
How dare you make me do an FAN update at 1 o'clock now, DA?
Seriously.
It's a big difference.
Pay me more. Is that what I say, Pete?
Get paid.
Bogus as the Devo wide receiver is a great character turn.
Yeah, he's become the Stephon Diggs of the DA show this week now.
Thank you for thinking I was an all-pro wide receiver before today. Even though my catch rate is dropping.
Yeah.
And I like when you're angry. I've told you this.
I'm not angry. I'm actually exhausted in real life.
You're punchy.
I think so.
Yeah. And games this weekend? Coaching this weekend?
Of course.
How many?
Two.
Okay.
Tonight and then either tomorrow or Sunday, depending on how tonight goes.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting as well.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get dumped on this weekend, right?
Good times.
Cool.
With rain.
Yes. Brad Stevens had some splaining to do about the big trade that got them Kristaps Porzingis, but lost them Marcus Smart. Porzingis. The former defensive player of the year.
So you got a handle on Porzingis pronunciation because it happened 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, the last NBA Finals I watched was 2016, LeBron and the Cavs beating the Warriors.
Wow.
It's been a six-year hiatus.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good.
Kristaps Porzingis.
The former defensive player of the year and three-time Hustle Award winner is now a Memphis Grizzly. After 9 years with the Celtics, here's Stevens talking this morning as he gets ready for day two of the draft.
Thought of so fondly here for any number of reasons. Obviously, everybody loved the way that he plays and how hard he plays, but also his work in the community. And, you know, we're all really grateful to have had Marcus in our life for as long as we've had and are sad to see him go, but know that he's going to have a huge impact on that really good Memphis team.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in my testimonials when I leave a team. That was horrible.
Yeah. No such thing as even Stevens with him, huh?
I like that.
It's not funny.
I thought that was a little harsh. I thought that was okay.
It was much cooler when you signed off the show at 8:45.
Yeah. Yeah. He wished me a happy Friday at 8:30. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Well, you would have been Brad. We did.
You can never go out on top, could you?
Okay. Do you have any more? We got to talk to them before I come.
No, I do. Okay. Former LSU coach Les Miles may no longer be eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame. After
Les
the
is
school...
more for the College Football Hall of Fame.
Stop it. I'm reading.
Just end the update.
See you later.
No, I want to hear this. Actually.
I'm talent. I'm reading. LSU had to vacate 37 wins as part of NCAA penalties that were handed out yesterday. Now, they self-imposed the penalty to cover victories from 2012 to 2015 because of recruiting violations stemming from impermissible benefits paid to the father of a former player by a now former booster. Finally, one swing from Tommy White lifted LSU baseball into the College World Series finals.
Here's Tommy White, the RBI leader for the Bengals. And the first pitch is swung on, hit deep, left field. Did he just send him to the championship series? Yes, sir!
John Bishop, Westwood 1. That ended it in the 10th inning as the Tigers outlasted Wake Forest 2-0. LSU and Florida start their best of three series in Omaha tomorrow night to crown a winner.
Nebraska, duh. Thank you so much.
I hope somebody beats you with a tuba someday.
That's the last day.
TV might.
That's the last day.
Yeah.
That's a big cartoon thing, like dumping a tuba on someone's head. Is that physically possible?
It would take some real brass balls.
Yes. That one's good. No, so that good. One's good.
All right. When we come back at Target Demo Friday, it's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
All right. How about on my Instagram? Kenny Brock calls me a sellout. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Hey, Kenny.
Kirill Kaprizov's son. Take a sip of that.
Thanks, Kenny.
What do we decide GM stands for? Good morning. Good morning, Sean morning. And Andrew. Listening via the CBS Sports app on the road in Northern Virginia looking for glorious splat. This is from our new friend, our good friend, Steven Saverna Park. No hate, all love for our thick tater. Sean, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Twitch when you can.
Austin Matthews? Yeah, he was 8. But on Monday night, he was great. Yep, that cynical bastard Instagram's in. I'm in Southern California, Floor Layers Union, Local 1247, from one hard hat guy to another. We're going to miss you. I leave for work at 4:30 a.m. West Coast time and fire up the Odyssey app and rewind the show to the beginning. The show's become a part of my morning routine just as much as my coffee. Appreciate the laughs and absurdity over the years. It really does help me get ready for the hard day at work that I'm about to start.
They've got the power, power. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. They got the power, 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 power.
Just let the album cut. Kid in Tuscaloosa at needs a role model. Listening on Odyssey app and I in Tuscaloosa. Through your inspiration, I work hard for good SAT scores, acquire writing skills, wear sweatpants to work, understand Joseph, Mary, Adam, and Eve are the same people in my faith, etc. I will only hate you for missing future knowledge.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Paul tweets, Instagrams in, YouTube watcher, 7 to 10 a.m. And I'm mad because the DA show is the only sports radio show I tune into. Chemistry is everything. I don't understand from going from national to local, but I wish you the best. Unless you're a guest on DA, I will never hear your pearls of wisdom again. And then just real quickly to close out Instagram, a New York listener writes, this sucks about me coming. So there you go.
S-A-T-U-R, D-A-Y,
probably my mom.
Night. S-A-T-U-R, D-A-Y, night.
What's up, fellas? Sparks here from the YouTube chat. By the way, the 330, the 330, the 330, however the cool kids say it. Nobody hates you, Miraz. We all will miss you. Nothing but the best of wishes, my guy. Go kill it. Hashtag, I don't want to miss a thing. Hashtag, that's what's in. Hashtag, take a sip of that.
Finish the damn game!
Mariana! Mariana! Your mommy of a West Side Story.
She tweets in, hi, Sean and Bogues. I was exclamation, I guess, because she wants to call me Sean here now. Richmond here. I don't hate you. I'm just disappointed. Just kidding. I will forever lament missing the last Bob show with you. But as Giants, we don't know that, by the way. But as a Giants fan, stoked you were going to work with Tiki. Love you.
Thanks,
Mariana. French onion dip with bacon, but with dipsy doodles.
GoPuff tweets, we've got all your summer essentials plus your summer non-essentials. Get $100 off with code WELCOME1010.
Okay.
No, that's one of those stupid ads in the middle of Twitter feeds
ooh.
Now.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you. All right. Idaho Pickster tweets in. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Listening in Boise on 95.3 The Ticket. When I think of Miraz leaving, I just imagine him dry heaving after the belch and the bossa, and all is even. Love ya. All right.
It's a hard candy.
Thank you for your Target Demos. We'll try to get some of those. I see Kristen in Buffalo. We'll try to get some at the back end here, but we need to get in your epic fail that Carlos with a K worked hard on. It was the chaos of the bottom of the 8 a.m. Eastern hour. Here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
So before Kansas was really overly populated, Dorothy lived there.
Right.
Who?
Early Kansas.
Well, think about when The Wizard of Oz came out. I mean, Kansas, I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't as popular as it was now. Pete Mundo wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
So, and right, does anybody remember Christian Brown showing up to the NBA draft dressed as the pooch next to Dorothy? What was the name? Toto?
He should have.
Is it Toto or Dodo?
You were right the first time.
Toto.
You're first and the second. It's Toto.
Yeah. Yeah. Toto's sounding
the
like
dog.
A Dodo.
You're the Dodo.
Toto. And then there was what? There was the Lion.
Cowardly Lion.
There was the Tin Man Who Needed the Oil.
Yep.
And hold on, I'm going to get the other one.
Yeah, everybody quiet. Let it work.
Was it a monkey that flew?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the guy who does the brown. Is it Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy? Is that where they got it from?
Pumpkinhead the Browns guy.
Where got it from?
Ichabod
Who's
Crane.
They?
That's exactly right.
Ichabod, like that thing.
Ichabod Crane.
Wait. Oh, the thing. The thing on the stick. The thing on the stick.
A kebab?
Yeah.
The thing on
Are
the
stick. Are you helping him, Carlos?
Leave.
Carlos.
I am stretching.
This is not how you do it.
What's this stupid thing for the Wizard of Oz?
Don't help him. Carlos.
Scarecrow! Scarecrow! Scarecrow?
Okay.
Tin Man.
Right.
Cowardly Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And the monkey.
Flying Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy. Toto. Yellow Brick Road. Oompa Loompas. The Wizard.
Nailed it.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
And for anybody, well, it doesn't matter anymore, but up until July 17th, the game is you stop talking, you sit back, You don't look at him. You give him no hints, no signs.
To be
no,
fair, you just Carlos let stood.
That happened.
Carlos stood with his arms out and his hands pointed down. That could have been him telling me it was the scarecrow, or him not realizing he didn't have three sound check clips in the system.
Oh,
the monkey needed courage.
Lion feels like he's asking a lot.
Come on, give it to me.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh boy, turn my thing on. Kristen in Buffalo, listening via YouTube, FYI, my husband first got me into the show using you as bait.
Hey.
I didn't follow sports, so he sold the show to me as there's a big dumb guy. They talk about food and make fun of him. It's been 4 years and more fun than I could have imagined, so thank you. Well, how about that? Kristen got into this not as a sports fan. Eric,
the big dumb guy.
No. Or hoop-hoop-hoo. Eric in Senkaus says, watching on Twitch from Jerusalem, Judea, Roman Empire. I'm completely support you, Sean, in your move to WFAN. Get on those silver coins, my friend. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, how about that?
Really?
I am fat. Interesting.
Mark.
App goes far.
Mark Benefits tweets in, splendid Friday morning from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Listening on the Odyssey app, we all remember where we were during the memorable times in history. I know where I was when I heard the news Wednesday. Congrats, Sean. Hashtag put Boomer in his place. I like that. Thank you. That means a lot. And seriously, this has been, I guess, an overly emotional week here on the DA show. So a certain wild week. But hey, we still got a couple more weeks of fun to go here. But thank you, everybody who's reached out with the kind wishes. Let's make the next couple weeks the best freaking weeks we can have on the DA show. Thank you to Pete the Body, your executive producer, Wheels of Steel guy. Thanks to Carlos with a K, your executive producer, not the Wheels of Steel guy. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, spinning the ones and twos. Thanks for Greg for paying attention to the NBA draft. Thank you, Bogey. We'll see you, baby. Have a good weekend. The mothership disconnects.
I am very loose.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.